Hello?
Hello, is Morgan Dejalama there?
This is?
This is Will from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, Ms. Halama. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I don't think I voted.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
Maybe it was Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Probably.
Someone else? Okay. Do you have like a distant memory? Maybe it was Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
Yeah, white.
Okay, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your age? How old are you?
40.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Extremely dissatisfying.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, how important is that issue to you from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
5.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Okay. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
No, 10, yeah.
Okay, what about making housing more affordable?
Five.
Five, okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
That will be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of people in some organizations, and I want you to rate your feelings towards them on a scale from 0 to 100, with 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress. Democrats in Congress.
20.
20, okay, no problem. Joe Biden.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I'll give them 50.
50, okay, thank you. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on? For each, I want you to rate on a scale between 0 and 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important. Use a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10.
Removing, yeah, 10.
Okay, 10. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
Oh, like 3.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
I'll go with 5.
5. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
7.
7. Okay. Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose the ban?
For just changing it from 18 to 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, I support that.
You strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I guess it's like indifferent.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
I just think people should, people should be able to make up their own mind on it.
Yeah, but we need to help them out.
Wow.
Your options are strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Probably benefit.
Much more or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you think there are other issues more important right now?
I think there's other issues more important right now.
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or second one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. First or second?
Second.
Second. Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Not very. Okay, thank you. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing or of any kind. Are you very concerned? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all?
Does that include vaping?
Yes, everything that has to do with illegal smoking.
Yeah, I think somewhat concerned.
Okay. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very, somewhat, not very, not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. The federal government has been rolling back rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10.
5.
5, okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue to do this work rather than create a new class of criminal. 0 to 10.
Zero.
Okay. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans and cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. To date, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addiction. 0. Okay. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I would still oppose.
Oppose? Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Yeah, I'll support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I mean, probably benefit.
Okay. That will be much more or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision to vote for it?
It wouldn't have an impact.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda pop?
No.
Yes or no? Okay.
Oh, soda? No.
Yeah, soda, yeah. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
No.
oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Wine?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
You're a healthy person. Switching gears
I'm
a little
pregnant,
bit.
So.
Oh, okay. Congrats. Switching gears a little bit, what is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law? Bachelor's, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Singles? Married, okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Does that apply to you, someone in your household?
Your husband.
Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed night.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.